Parshas Shoiftim v'Shoitrim titen lecha b'chol sha'arecha. The Chasam Sofer writes, the sha'arim that we're referring to over here is that there are yud beis sha'arim to shamayim be'etzim, that every shevet has a different sha'ar and a different bezdin and a different shoifet. There's a lot of makaris to this. It's interesting. It's brought down also in the Magen Avraham, in Eirachayim and Simen Samaches. The Magen Avraham brings from Reb Chaim Vital, who brings from the Arizal, that be'emes, there are different minhagim and nuschois and tefillah, Ashkenaz, Svar, Catalunya, and he brings a whole rishima of different nuschois of tefillah. He says it's not stam that there's different nuschois, because each nusach goes through a different shar into the rakia, into yud beis chaloinois, connected to yud beis shvatim, and these are the yud beis sha'arim that are mentioned in Sefer Yecheskel. The Sfarim bring down also that in the midbar, the yidden found shneim esrei einois mayim. These mayonis of mayim were also a mayon of chachma for each shevet, a different shar. That's Yaakov Avinu already. The Medrash brings, the Zohar brings that Yaakov Avinu, there was 12 stones, they turned into one stone, it's connected to 12 Shvatim, the 12 Sha'arim. Yaakov there, over there sees, Yaakov we know is 7 Havayis, 7 times 26, and Sulam, the Yaakov sees the Sulam, Sulam is 6 is 5 Havayis, together it's 12, it's connected those Sha'arim. On the other hand, the Sfarim explained that the Sha'arim we're referring to is the Sha'arim in the Gufa Adam. There are 7 sha'arim in the guf of an Adam. Many bring this, the Chidah, the Shloah HaKadosh, also Reb Chaim Vital, that in a person there are 7 sha'arim, 2 einayim, gateways into the pnimius of a person. 2 einayim, 2 aznayim, a peh, and then there's, some say it's the 2 holes in the nose, there's another pshat that it's maybe the Koyach of Mishush, but Akapanam, those are the 7 sha'arim, and it says in the Pasuk, Shoiftim v'shoitrim titen lecha b'chol sha'arecha. These sha'arim, the koyach ha'ri'iyah, the koyach ha'shmiyah, the various eifanim, how a guf ha'adam is able to be masik things, you have to put shoiftim v'shoitrim and put a shmira by these sha'arim so it shouldn't come to do the wrong things. Kipshut evad, it's going on Bezdin. And Parshat Pshat, Mr. Shlomo Kluger says, he says, shoiftim v'shoitrim titen lecha b'chol sha'arecha. Imagine if there was only one big Bezdin in Bez Din HaGadol, and there would be so many people that have it in Torah, there would be a lot of tikim, I don't know, cases, different people that are waiting, there would be backup, there would be backlog, people would, it wouldn't be Mishpat Sedeko, so people would have to wait a long time, there would be Inu Yadin. So the Pasuk says, no, Shayitin v'shayitin titin l'cha b'chol sha'arecha, there should be a whole series of Batei Din that could work out, and then it will be v'shaftu esa'am Mishpat Sedek. I saw in the Sefer from Reb David Feinstein's Zatzal, we know that Mishpat Tzedek is the emes, the key to Geula. Mitzarecha, the Pasuk in Yeshaya says that in the Golus, why did the Yidden go to Golus? Sarayich Soyrim, Chavrei Ganovim, Kulei Oyev Shoichad, Veroid of Shalmoinim. Mitzat Sheni, also a Pasuk in Yeshaya about the Geula. Tzion, the Mishpat Tipodeh, Vishaveh Betzdoka. So Golus and Geula is totally in whether the Mishpat will be Tzedek. So he says the remes is, Shoiftim v'shoitrim titen. Titen is gematria 850. The Yidden, from the time they entered Eretz Yisrael through the tkufa of Mishkan and Bayis Rishon, we know according to the Pesukim is 850 years. So that's what the Pasuk is Meramis. Shoiftim v'shoitrim, if it will be there in the right oifin, then titen l'cha, you will be zaycha to those 850 years. But there's another pshat of Shoiftim titen l'cha. A person has to judge himself first. A remez to the famous Chazal of Kishoit Atzmecha Tchila V'Acharkach Kishoit Acherim, a person has to first don himself before he dons others. The Shev Shmaitza, in the Hakdoma to the Shev Shmaitza, he has a whole series of Agarat HaShtiklach before the actual Shev Shmaitza, which is 7 different sugyas that he goes through. In the Hakdama there, it goes to the Fiseder Aleph Beis in Ois Tov. He brings a Sefri. The Sefri says in Parsha Shoiftim, Shoiftim v'Shoitrim titan l'cha, Kedai hu minoi hadayonim haksherim l'hachi yuses Yisrael ul hoishivan al admosam. It's Kedai, dos alein, that you were memane, richtige, true, dayonim, and Shoiftim, that itself can be a hatzolot to Klal Yisrael. So the Shev Shmaitzer brings, he says, L'chari, it's very shver the Sefri. What do you mean it's Kedai? There's Tariq Mithras to do. It's not, you can't shmir anything else. What if the dayanim are good, then everything are called b'seder. What's the pshat? So he brings the Shev Shmaitza from the Akedah, in the Parshas Vayera, the Akedah tells an interesting horror. He says, if you want to compare or contrast Anshei Sidoim to Anshei Pelegish Begiva, who did a bigger Avla? L'chayr, if you know the story, the details of what happened, the horror that happened by Pelegish Begiva, l'chayr, is a worse, bigger Avla, something to be in a spall about. But yet in the Oynish, we see that Anshei Sidoim are Nenash, totally obliterated. Shevet Binyamin has a Yeshua at the end. He says, the Akedah, the Taich is, because by Sidoim, the problem was that the system was corrupt. The Dayanim in Sidoim weren't Beseda. Pelegish Begiva, a terrible act of Yechidim, a group of Yechidim. But it wasn't the law. It wasn't that that was the system rigged like that. They went not like it. That doesn't deserve total liberation. But by Sidoim, Anshei Sidoim, the Dayanim themselves were the system. The system was rigged as such. That doesn't have any kiyum. That is total destruction. Kedayhu minoy hadayonim hakshir mahachis Yisrael. This is true bichlal of any country, city, or even group, kvutza of anoshim. What sets the standards as what's considered correct, nochoin lasois, is more important ultimately than what actually is done. You should have a standard of what's considered nochoin to do. We're holding in Parsha Shoftim. It's always at the beginning of Chodesh Elul. It's kedai to mention, maybe it's already too late for this, but it's kedai to mention that the Bnei Yisrael brings, and there's others for him to talk about it, that there are 40 days from Rosh Chodesh Elul till Yom Kippur. The Mishnah Berurah brings it, the Remez, that Ani L'doidi V'doidi Li, which is Rosh Tevis Elul, but it's the Soifei Tevis, is Yud, 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 is 40, is the 40 days, the Arboim Yoim, from Rosh Chodesh Elul till Yom Kippur. But he says, in 40 days, a person has 24 hours in each day. So there's 960 hours. And he says, this is parallel of a mikveh. A mikveh is arboim sa. But in each sa, there's 24 lug, 960 lug in a mikveh. And a mikveh, if it's chaser loig achas, not metayer, it doesn't have the koyach tahar of the mikveh. You need the whole shlemus of the mikveh. So avada, a person has to know that the entire, it's already Dalad El, a person has to know that this Kvutzas Yomim of the Arboim Yoim, Arboim Sa, 960 hours, 960 log, is one big shlemus of a Tahara of a Mikvah, and to know that a Taka has a Koyach of Tahara. We can lay to the Mishnah of Aaron, Rav Aaron Kovlis, that's how he writes, Amoyer Tikazach, we say, by David HaMelech, it says, Lebesoif Yomov, Vayichasuhu Ba Begodim, Velo Yicham Loi. They covered him with clothes, but he didn't get chimum. And Chazal say the reason why he wasn't able to get warmed up from clothing is because he was mezalzel in the beged of Shaul. And it's a mitzvah that if you mezalzel in a koyach of something in high alma, it doesn't do its job. And he says, Dover zeh nochayin oso legabi elul. Elul is a bear. It's a coat. It's a mikvah. It's a mitzvah. It's something. And the same way, David HaMelech, he was mezalzel in beged, so beged can't do it for him. Elul will only do it for you if you're not mezalzel in the Elul. He said, it's a dover zed negeil yomim haboyim. He's writing it in Elul. L'shonim haboyis b'chlal, in a lifetime. To realize that Elul is a mitzias and to utilize it correctly as such. We're going to go right through the sugi. The pasuk says, Lo'isikach shoychad. Ki ha-shoychad ya'aver enei chachomim. The Gemara in Ksubis brings, why is shoychad called shoychad? So the Gemara says, Aloshen, shoychad shehuchad. So Rashi says, Chad means the Dayan becomes one with the person that gave him the Shoychad. There's two people in the Din Torah, but the guy that gave you the Shoychad is the whole Shiloh. What if they both sides gave you Shoychad? What's the problem? You know, it's balanced out. Gemara talks about it. But when one side gives you Shoychad, so Shehu Chad, you are one-sided with him. But you could say even Sharfer, the Gemara says that a Dayan that's Dan Din Emes Lamitoi, so he's Nase Shutif LaHakodesh Baruch Hu B'mayse Bereshis. So when a Dayan is Dan Din Emes, he's not alone. He has Hashem on his side. But if he takes Shoychad, then he's Chad, then he's alone. Then he's not Dayin Shedan Din Emes. So he only has one. He's not with the Beshefa. Well, Bechlal, you could say, you know, when you're Dan Din Emes, someone also, Lamai says, one loses, one wins. One is Yotze Zaki, one is Yotze Chayiv. So you have him against you, but you have Hashem on your side when you were Dan Din Emes. But if you weren't, and if you were, I saw also, Rav David Feinstein makes a diak. It says, Shu Chad, Chad to be Lashon of Sharp. All of a sudden, you got Shoychad, you're suddenly a big Eloi. You start thinking all kind of ideas why the guy's right. All of a sudden, you really convince yourself, you know, you become shehuchad. But the problem is that no, before the Chashad, the Chidor writes that the letters after Shoichad is Tate. Shin Ches Dalet is Tes, Tof Tes Hey. You'll be Mata the Din the wrong way. And the letters before Shoichad is Roiges. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will get angry at you because you are alone. Now, interesting derher, and I think maybe it's a machloikis, it looks like it's a machloikis. The Chazon Ish writes in Sefer Amuno B'tochim, he says, Shoichad is Ya'aver Enei Chachamim. He says, you know, a dayan is allowed to be a dayan even if he's oihev or soine the person. It doesn't say there's a psul on dayan, oihev and soine. You have an agias. The oihev has an agias. He's oihev, one of the two balidinim. It doesn't say you can't dan if one of the two people is an oihev. The other one you don't know from beings, and one of them is an oihev or a soine. The dayan will be misala on that. Aber shoichad, he says it's a metzias. The Torah is kaveya kach tiboy hakadosh baruch hu bebriya. Shoichad is ya'aver enei chachamim. It's a koyach nefesh sguli ruchni. It's nothing to do with metzias. It's of a hergish or something. It's kacha. The fact that you're an oiv or a soina, you could be machriyanat. Aber yistakel ba'iraisa ubara alma. And in the bria sa'olam hakadosh baruch hu was matbia the metzias that shoichad is ma'aver enei chachamim. He says kacha, it's a metzias. Me'idach gisa, and I don't know, I'm metzia b'fnei the oilam, if maybe there's a vikuch over here, that I think there's a different sugang. I heard a maisa from Rav Meir Chodosh, Mishgiach, in Slabotka, in Chevron Yeshiva. He said, there was once a maisa with the Beis Mishpat, by the Medina, that they found out that one of the judges, it turns out, yeah, maisa b'chol yoyim, but it turns out that they found out he b'chlal has like a shpitzi paskin on a big case with a corporation, with a company, with big money in this. They found that the guy like the Spitznagius, his wife was on the directory of the company. Like totally like I can't explain it. So they came to the guy with the thing. He says, I'll say it in Hebrew first. Beit HaMishpat mit'ale me'al shikulim zarim keila. The Beit Mishpat is above these factors to take such a thing. So my wife was making 4.3 million on the case. We're above that. Meir Chodesh said, he said, Beit HaMishpat mitaleh, he's like an Elion Dick of a person. He's a filo, not a mitch. You know what Shoichad is? Shoichad is mitchlichkeit. Shoichad is hakaras atoiv. Hey, the guy schmied you. You have hakaras atoiv. You're not allowed to do it. It's deraisa. Don't look at it. But it's a mitzias. You gave Shoichad, so the guy has hakaras atoiv to you. You don't have hakaras atoiv for negiyas that you have? Not you're better than a mensch. Bistish can mensch, bechlau. Now, I think it looks like it's a vikuach. The Chazon Ish is saying that Shoichad is a dover, al tiv'i, ruchniyistik a metzias, that it's mesame inai. And Amir Chodesh was looking at it and he says, no, it's pashut. It's you're not allowed to do it, but the gather of it is, it's pashut. Hakaras atoiv. Interesting, l'achriya, then there's a maisa with Reb Chaim. It used to be that in Valojin Yeshiva, Chaim was the Rosh Yeshiva there, the shiltoin would sometimes come and they were always harassing the yeshiva. They always had like all kind of rules, where you should go, what you should do, how you should do it. And they kept on coming down to the yeshiva and you could get fined and knas and maybe arrested, I don't know what the gedorim was. But it was yedua that the system was rigged and corrupted. You gave shoichad. The guy shows up, the first thing, kacha, that was long, you gave shoichad. Now they found out there was this the guy that comes, inspector. And they told Reb Chaim in advance, he says, this guy doesn't take shoichad. He's straight shooter. Everything has to be kefir the klolim. The yeshiva was farmacht after earlier years, but because of, they wanted to put all kind of things into the yeshiva. But they said he doesn't take shoichad. But Reb Chaim said it doesn't work without that. So he had a plan. He came. He met what's the ma'isa? He came to meet with the inspector, and it was a summer day, and he was wearing a long overcoat, with a pelt, with a fur coat. So the guy said, "Why are you wearing a fur coat?" He says, "Because it's going to snow in an hour." He says, "The snow now, it's July." He said, "No, I'm telling you, it's going to snow. You want to bet 5,000 ruble?" Guy thinks for a minute. He says, "Yeah." He bets 5,000 ruble. 2 hours later, Chaim says, "You want? You want? 5,000 ruble. Shoichad, ya'aver enei chachamim." It works. B'shaita, we had a shayla. I don't want to go into the sugya, but would you have to check that coat for Shatnez? He's not wearing it for Hanoas Levisha. Would there be a problem of Shatnez in such a coat? You're not wearing it for Hanoas Chimum. You're not wearing it for Hanos. Sometimes you wear it like a guy comes to in July to his Rebbe's Chasna. He also comes with Shemayne Begadim and Ishtraim. It's not to warm himself up, but it's a Levisha of Kavod. That's also Suras Levisha. But here, the purpose of the Levisha was to trigger the Shoichad. that you, it would be a problem wearing such a thing with Shabbos. B'doimel is it? What?
Isn't this like the Spitz case of the tax inspector?
Is this mamish the case of the Mishnah of the tax inspector? There's a three-way machlokes rishonim of what the Mishnah means, l'haver es hameches. Whether it means you... Okay, excellent point, it's well taken. Another truth that we once said to this maisa is that Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Shurkin once came into yeshiva, he was in Chaim Berlin, he came into the yeshiva in the summertime wearing a fur coat, a warm winter coat, and they asked why. He says, because we just got the salary for January, so... He was wearing it to make him a cha. You would have to check such a coat for Shabbos. I'll go upon him. Weiter. Loisita locha asheira kol eitz. Eitz al mizbech Hashem alekecha. Asheira is one of the sugim of Avodah Zarah. But Chazal learned that from here something else. That you're not allowed to build anything of wood in the Azara. The Azara has exactly a tzura. Eitz al mizbech Hashem alekecha. What's supposed to be built? You can't have any extra... Charigav binyan over there. The Achronim talk about it. So the prophet says, many Achronim handle the shayla. Where did the Kaihanim build a sukkah on Chalamoid sukkahs to eat the menachas? Shiari menachas is bread, not the basar. Basar, maybe you don't need a sukkah, but the bread, the shiari menachas, it's nechel bazar, it's kachay kachim. Can't eat outside a sukkah, and it's nechel only dazar liyoyim, and you're not allowed to build a sukkah. So where did they eat this? Harbe pilpulim on this.
Could you make the bracha because it's an issue?
Right, and Yeshiva Bazara, they talk about that also, Avada. But Al Kapanim, there's a nice thing about that. But, you know, Klal Yisrael is learning Avodah Zarah, where Daf Yomi is wrapping up Masecht Avodah Zarah. It's a fascinating thing. We know that Chazal say that the Ribbono Shel Olam was already killed the Yetzirah of Avodah Zarah. And that's why it's not the toikif, the musig in the Beis Mikdash Rishon, the Tkufa of the Nevi'im, a tshuka that we can't understand, we can't fathom, because it was destroyed, the tshuka for Avodah Zarah. But a lot of Sfarim I saw brought down that Bimkoin, the Hariga of this Avodah Zarah, they didn't mamish kill it, they channeled it. Now it's the Radifa after Oysher and Mamoin, Kesef Izov, is Shtot Dem, that's the new Yetzirah of Avodah Zarah. Interesting. A santa concept. Okay, there's a lot of other sugyas over here. It says that the melech shouldn't be marba kesef izov. By the way, kesef izov, it doesn't say a reason why not. Just don't be marba kesef izov. By sus it says, and by the other ones it says why. But the lashon of the pasuk is v'yoshev esham etzrayim leman harbay sus. So I saw ha'arich. It say leman harbay susim, not one sus. So not b'derek pshat, but b'hadgosha. Every person has a ferd in zich. Every person is. You know, the Gemara says in Chagiga there are three things that a person is doima to a behemoth. So you have a shtickel sus in zich, but you don't have to be marbe in it, you know. It's there, it's a mitzias. But, you know, ein mitzvah laharbois. Bechlal, the Sfarim explained, it says, the Gemara there in Chagiga, that a person is doima for three things like a behemoth and for three things like a malach. And we go into the process, Rosh Chodesh Elul is Rosh Hashanah lemaiser behemoth. Behemoth. Rosh Hashanah, we become Adam. Yom Kippur is already malach. And interesting, Behema, Ben, which is a person, and Eliyahu, which is a malach, are all the same gematria, 52. You have to know, a Ben, the Adam, is on three things, Doime, the Behema. On three things, he's Doime, the malach, the Eliyahu. It's all the same, all 52 weeks of the year. But whether you focus more and you're Marbe, Besus, or you focus more on your Darga of Ben Adam, or on your Darga even of Kemalach is up to you. Now it says about the melech has special dinim, and one of them is that he has an egg in a sefer Torah. There's a whole arichas that a melech has two sefer Torah, one als the melech and one else every year it has to have a sefer Torah. But it says v'hoise imoy v'karaboy kol yimei chayav. I saw a letter from Shimshon Pinkas. He writes a melech has to have a sefer Torah v'karaboy kol yimei chayav of a man malki rabbanon. Every ben Torah is a ben melech is a melech. You should always go. I heard over that. Who said it? Said over, but it's an Eitzah. When you're flying on a flight, it's safer with a safer. You know, there's different ways you can go, but the Kara Imoy, Kol Yimei Chayav. You have Matnas Kahuna, also in the Parsha. You have Zroya Lechayayim Bekeva. Zroya Lechayim Bekeva is an interesting Matnas Kahuna. It's a Matnas Kahuna that's only by Chulin. It's not by Karbonis, it's of the 24 Matnas Kohanim, it's a Matana, it's called Matnas Kohanim, that it's from a Behemas Chulin. The Sfarim explain what's the reason why the Kohen is Zoycha, specifically in Zroya L'chaim V'keva. So one shot is it all goes down to Pinchas. Pinchas is Zroya, Vayikach Biyodoy Roimach. L'chayayim is Tfilo Vayifalel Pinchas. And Keva is that he killed Zimri and Cosby El Kubasa. But Bechlal, the Sfarim say, it's also B'schus the Kehanim HaZoycha in this Matana because of Zroya, the Avoida that they do B'yad Yamin. L'chayayim, the mouth, the tongue, birchas koihanim, and keva is the mitzvah of achilas kachim, which is also, I don't know, one of the ones this, but there's a mitzvah of achilas kachim. Now, there was once, I forgot who it was, there was once a darshan, a magid that would go from town to town and give musr, and there was one place where he says he wants to say three things, zroya, l'chayayim, v'keva. He wants to be mechazik tefillin, l'chayayim is, there were people, obviously it was a problem with shaving, he wanted to be mechazik, you know, giluach zakan. And Keva was Kashrus. That was the three inyanim. He said he wanted to work on that. Needs Trichim Chizik. Now the Pasuk says, it's Negei, the Sugi said we here, because by Truma, the Pasuk says, Reishis Degoncha, Tiroishcha V'yitzarecha. So let's see the Pasuk. Reishis degoncha tiroishcha v'yitzarecha, which is truma. What is midoiraisa truma? Degoncha, the chameshis minei dagon. Tiroish is wine and yitzar is oil. The Ramban's shita is that midoiraisa, the only chi of trumas and maestras, tevel and trumas and maestras, is on chameshis minei dagon, wine and oil. Ad kedekach, even grapes and olives not. Only wine and oil in that surah, that's the pasuk. Tirish v'yitzar. Most Rishonim argue and say avada wine and olives as well. The truth is, many Rishonim hold that all fruits, apples, apricots, are also chayiv and truma midaraisa. Yerukos is the rabbanon. Now that's clear. The Gemara says trumas yerukos is the rabbanon, but it's a machlokes Rishonim. What does yerukos mean? Where's the cutoff line? Only wine and oil, olives and grapes, all fruits. Where's the cutoff line? The Rambam shita l'mashal is that all fruits are chayiv in deraisa, even kidney is a chayiv deraisa, only yerukah is not. Other Rishonim argue, it's a fascinating zach, if you look in the Derech Amunah from Reb Chaim Kanievsky, which is a Mishneh Brura of sort, on the Rambam Hilchos Royim, in Perek Beis, in the Sharet Zin, there's a Mivneh, there's Derech Amunah, which is the Mishneh Brura part, and there's the Shar HaTzion, and there's the sort of like Bir Halachas on the side. But in the Sharet Zin over there, he brings that Rashi Shita and Tosis Shita is that midiraisa grapes and olives also, but not other fruits. And he brings, it's a fascinating thing to think, it's like five lines, he brings like 42 Rashis. It just goes through, Brachas, Shabbos, Tzachim, this. It's the Kayach HaTar. And he wrote over that just one day in the Machberes. He just put on, it's a fascinating thing to see. It's a Perek Beis Oizayin, the Sharet Zion, in Hilchos Trumas, the Hekif of all the, just the ideas of all, Gans Shas, tens of Maramakoimis, of Shitas Rashi and Tosis on that. Now, Reishis, the Goncha, technically, Truma Gedoyla, one Chita is by Teres decree, but we know Chazal Wumasakin, it's in the Sugis in Kedushin in the second parrot, for those that are learning the second parrot. It says that Mida Beinanis is 1/50th, which is 2%, and or 1/40th or 1/60th. Now, it's called Truma Gedoyla. And the Rishonim ask, why is it called Truma Gedoyla? There's another Truma called Trumas Meiser, which is Meiser Min HaMeiser, which is, you must, this is first of the Torah, 1%, right? One hundredth, a tenth of a tenth. That, when a person's Mafresh L'chumra on Trumas and Meisers, it's Tame anyways, we just want to be Yoysezayn for that Frosha, you Mafresh HaMashahu for Truma, we're not Mafresh 2%. We're Mafresh just HaMashahu, but yeah, you have to do 1% plus a drop more. The 1% is because Meiser Min HaMeiser, there's no cutoff line, it's 1%. So you take off. Ksas Yoyser Mi Echad Mi Meya. What's Ksas Yoyser Mi Echad Mi Meya? Echad Mi Meya is Meiser Min HaMeiser. Trumas Meiser, Truma Katana. And then there's Truma Gedoyla, we take off a drop. So why is Truma Gedoyla called Gedoyla? It's a lot less. So Pasha says it's Gedoyla because Mid the Rabbanan, they were Masakin, Mid the Beinanis, it's twice as much. Truma's Meiser is 1/100th. Truma is 1/50th, so it's twice as much, so it's Truma Gedoyla.
What's Israel?
What? Yeah, that's another pshat. Reb Chaim Kanievsky, Derek, I'm going to bring four pshat, I think that's one of them, but he also says this. Now, the Reishis Degoncha, the Gemara says that Truma, you know, the minimum is one chito, or midrabban on a 2% or 2.5%, 1/40th is 1.5%. 1/60th is not 1.5%. The ratio is a little bit off. It's interesting. 1/40th, 1/50th, 1/60th are not proportionally ratioed. But those are the three numbers. Echad me'arboin, echad me'chamishim, echad me'shishim. But you can take off 20% or even 99%. But you need ratios of shirei nikarim. You can't give 100%. That's not truma. There has to be shirei nikarim. Now, in the same pasuk, there's a din of ratios gaze, of the shearing of the wool. And over there's no din of shirei nikarim. You can give all of the wool and say, this is ratios gaze. So what's the pshat? Tosis asks in Achulin. L'chayre, the Netziv says an interesting pshat. He says, the word reishis, it's mamash in the same pasuk, but it means two different things. Reishis of truma means the muvchar, the best. The first, the best, pick the best. So the best, but there's something that's not the best that you leave over. But reishis by gaze, by the tzayin, it means the first. The first, because it'd be 100%, it's still the first. It doesn't say that it means shiarei anikarim. You have to know why the word reishis means two different things in two different places, but that's what it is. The pasuk says, tamim tiyeh im Hashem alekecha. Rashi says, his halach imoy betmimis v'tetzapeloi v'loy lachkar achar ha'asidus. Don't look into the future and start thinking, I have to know what's going to be and making all kind of cheshbonos. To live betmimis. I saw the Chasam Sofer brings, it says, Esav was yodei yatzayid ish tzodeh. The Chazal say it means the yedoini. This yedoini is, he brings from Amlasan Adler, from his Rebbe, is a chaya, it's a weird kind of a chaya, it's attached to the ground, the whole thing about it, but it looks like a person, but it can know the asidus. Esav was the one that was yodei yatzayid ish tzodeh. He's looking to know the asidus. Yaakov is the opposite, ish tam. Tmimus, I don't have to know the asidus. I saw an interesting story brought down in the Paradis Yosef. Someone once asked the Brisker Rav if he ever made a Goyer HaGro. I'm not going to go into the details of how it's done, but you can try to figure out a HaGro of what you should do. Someone asked the Brisker Rav if he ever made a Goyer HaGro. He said, yes, once. And he says, and what's the Yosef come? And he says, the Pasuk of Tamim Tiyah Hashem Alekecha. That was the... But there's another pshat in Tamim Tiyim Hashem Alekecha, so in Mishnah Sarbaran, Tamim is a lashon of Shleimus. A person's Hanhaga should be B'Shleimus. B'Shleimus, what I mean is consistency. You know, a lot of times a person does certain things, but depending on the situation, he bends the rules over here like this, he does things like a little like this. It all depends on other outside factors. There's a certain mile of Tmimus that, you know, you go Gleich, Afenveg, Loi, Listo, Yisiminu, Smoil. Always Keseder with the same mahalach without letting it change you, that outside factors don't veer you from your path. Another interesting pshat is the Balaturim brings, Tamim Tiyem Hashem Alekecha. Well, he says the tough of Tamim is a big tough. It's in the Messiah, it's written a little bigger. So he says in the Klal of Gematria, if the tough is written bigger, so then you spell it out, then Iluyai. Tough is spelled tough, Yudvav. Just for the record, that's how you spell tough. Tav. And Tamim Tiyeh Em Hashem Alekecha, but if you spell the letter, just the letter Tav, the Miluyeh, the rest of the letter is not, but just the Tav is Tav Yudvav, and then Mem Yud Mem, Tiyeh Em Hashem Alekecha, it's Gematria 1118, which is the same as the Gematria of Shema Yisrael Hashem Alekeinu Hashem Echad, because the Tamim Tiyeh Avada comes from a ultimate Shlemus of Emuna. It's also brought down in the Svarim that the Derech to do Tshuva is the Rosh HaTevis of five psukim that I'll quote now, that are the Rosh HaTevis Tshuva and the Tav. The first vice is the erst shlav is Tamim Tiyah, because the Tav is Tamim Tiyah Hashem Alekecha. Shin Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Samit Vav V'Haftal Recha Kamoicha Beis B'Chol Derechecha De'eyu Heis Hatznei Alechesim Alekecha. So you see that even the first shlav of Tshuva is Tamim Tiyah Im Hashem Alekecha. The Torah also talks about the Navi, that the Navi is going to come, and you're supposed to listen to the Navi. There's a whole Gedarim of when you know a Navi Emes, when you know he's a Navi Sheker, and what to do with that. I saw in the Paradis Yosef, this Pasuk, Navi Mikirbecha, Me'achecha Kamoini, Yokim Lecha Hashem Alekecha Elef Tishman. I don't go through all the details of it, but if you look in the Paradis Yosef, all of the Nevi'im, there's Memches Nevi'im, the Gemara says in Megillah, all the Nevi'im, there's a Gematria for every one of the Memches Nevi'im in this Pasuk. He has it all Nirmas. It's interesting, I'm pretty sure also in the Parsha of Melech, also earlier in the Pasuk of Melech, I forgot the Lashon of the Pasuk, all the Malchei Beis David, every one of the names of the Malachim are Nirmaz in a gematria in the Pasuk. What?
Including Atalia?
I don't know, you'll check in the Paradis Yosef. She, I don't know if she's in the Chesed. Now, there's a fascinating story that someone was once talking about Rabbi Yeshua Leib Diskin, who was the Gadol Hador in his times, and there was an issue about some vikuach about a certain Indian, and the Olam was handling what Rabbi Yeshua Leib's day was on it, yeah or no, and someone came out and said a sprach, Rabbi Yeshua Leib at Gezocht, he's the Paisek Achron on the topic, Eilof Tishmon, like Eilof Tishmon, and it became a big rash. Eilof Tishmon, the Pasuk says on a Navi. The Mechila, this is a story from 150, 200 years ago, there's no Navi. There's no Urim V'tumim, there's no Beis HaMikdash. You could say God Lador, Das Torah, say a lot of things. Eilof Tishmon, the Oilam Hatzach Gerash. You say Eilof Tishmon on someone, this man has it. So the story came, it was Nizgalgal to the Satmar Rebbe. Rabbi Yoel, they were saying over the story. So Meken Zogin Eilof Tishmon, a famous. So the Satmar Rebbe, Rabbi Yoel, Gevaldik, with a Gevaldik Harifas, no one understood what he was saying. He had to explain himself afterwards. But they were saying Meken Zogin Eilof Tishmon on someone. So he started muttering, the Arizal, Rabbi Kiveger, the Arizal, Rabbi Kiveger, Arizal, Rabbi Kiveger. Mitbarer, what he meant was that in Shulchan Aruch Oir Chaim, Simon Kuf Chof Hei, the Mechaber brings down, I'm not changing the topic, the Mechaber brings down that by Kedusha there is a prompter words before you say Kadosh, 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 which is whether Nesach Sfar or Nesach Ashna, as the Rayud Beis She'orim we spoke in the beginning of the Shir, that there is the words Nagdishach v'naritzach or Nakadosh Hashem Chaboylem G'shem Shemagdishach v'yisa b'shmei Marayim. If you have the Nusach right, there are 21 words till you get up to Kaddish, 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 because three words till for each Rakia, and then you finally get to Kaddish, 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 and then you say Nishem Havaya, Malachim could only say it after three words, Kalal Yisrael after two words, Shema Yisrael Hashem. But that prompter statement, does only the Chazan say it, or does everyone say it? What is the Oilem Noyek? The Olam is like to say, L'maisa the Mechaber says, Ein Hatzibur, Shulchan Aruch, Mechaber, Ein Hatzibur Oimrim Im Hashatz Nagdishach, El Shoyskin, U'mechavnu L'masha Oimr Hashatz, the Shatz prompts it, and then the Olam says, Kaddish, Kaddish, Kaddish. Rabbi Kiva Eger in the Hagois, in Shulchan Aruch over there, in Simen Kufchav Hei, writes, Avol B'kisvei Ha'arizal, Kosav Shekol Hatzibur Oimer Kedusha, Nekadesh, Eilof Tishmon. So the Sam Rebbe was meaning that Rabbi Kiva Eger had gezocht of the Arizal, Eilof Tishmon. But what the Sam Rebbe was going back and forth is they were saying if you should say Eilof Tishmon on Rabbi Shua Leibs. He says, Rabbi Kiveger said it on the Arizal. Oh, it's the Arizal. That was what he was. That was the Mas Umaton. The Gevaldike Koyach HaTorah of such a Zach. The Pasuk says, Al Pishnayim Eidim Yokum Dovar. Al Pishnayim Eidim Yokum Dovar. The Zoya writes that the emesis, the Pasuk says in Yeshaya, Atem Eidai. Atem Eidai, and the Zohar brings two pshatim. What it means, Atem Eidai. Either Shamayim v'aretz is Atem Eidai. The etzem fact, the Bria, HaShamayim Esaprim Kvayt Kel. The etzem Bria, the Hishavas of the Bria, Shamayim v'aretz, is the Eidus, or Klal Yisrael is Eidus. Two deists in the Zohar. I saw an interesting maimer, he touches up, what's the vikuach if it's Shamayim v'aretz, or Klal Yisrael? Shamayim v'aretz is Eidus l'verurei, Klal Yisrael is Eidus l'kiyumei, v'doik. Thank you.